Time now for our player profile, and joining me is Emily Erickson. Scored 3 goals on the weekend against Ohio State. Unfortunately, Friday, your team hasn't been able to find those W's. I know I've asked everybody the question of any reason that you guys can't win on Fridays.
I wish I knew the rhyme or reason so we could try and fix it, but I'm not quite sure what it is. I don't know if we're going to have to change something up before what we do before games on Fridays or whatnot, but I mean, it was nice to get the win on Saturday nonetheless.
I think it was you I was talking to after the game on Saturday night up in the fourth period post-game party that we had. I am almost sure it was you that I said, you know, maybe you guys need to do a scrimmage on Thursday night. Get those legs ready for games. I don't know if that's going to help, though, either.
If that's going to work, we might as well do it. But, yeah, who knows? I guess we'll have to maybe mix something up this weekend and hopefully come out with a win on Friday as well.
The road ahead isn't easy. You've got Minnesota, then Wisconsin, then North Dakota, and then Duluth back home. Only one more home game here in front of these fans. First of all, talk about how much you guys played off of the fans here this past weekend and having such a big crowd out in front of you to watch.
It was amazing. You know, in my 4 years being here so far, I've seen with the community being a part of our team, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's an awesome experience. And personally, I'm from a small town, so I really enjoy that. And coming to Bemidji and still having a little piece of that and being a part of your community is just awesome.
You go on the road, it'd be nice to be able to bring those fans with you. But Minnesota, typically, when you guys play at the Gophers, you get a good crowd because there's a lot of girls on your team that are from the cities. It's nice to have them come out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, really anywhere in the WCHA, we're usually close enough to have enough of our family and fan base come to games.
You guys have already beaten the Gophers once this year. You split here at the Sanford Center. What do you need to do that Friday night to try to get in the game and make it close and maybe get a win?
You know, it's not going to be easy, and we know that going in because they're a very good team, and I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to prepare this week with a mentality that it's going to take a lot of hard work and that you go in and you want to win every race to a puck. You want to win every puck battle, and you just want to have that tenacious mentality going into the game, knowing that they're going to come at us hard, too.
Going back to this past weekend, you scored 3 goals. You had 2 on Saturday night. I know you don't pay much attention to the record books, but now you're inching your way up in goals scored in your career, and you're only a junior. Only, what was my math, 24 behind the all-time leading goal scorer, Amber Frickland. That's doable, isn't it, Em?
Yeah, behind Coach Frickland. Yeah, that's funny. You know, whatever comes of it, comes of it. But really, I mean, we want to get the wins in the record books, and that's really what I'm concerned with. So, I mean, it's an honor to be up there, and to be behind Coach Frickland, it's always fun.
Looking ahead to the rest of the season, obviously there's little things that need to be worked on depending on the opponent. What's the one thing your team's concentrating on as you get ready to play the Gophers?
Like I said, they're going to be a tough team, and we know that, and we'll respect that. But I think we're really good at dogging pucks when we're playing our game and really being tough to play against. Coach always harps on that, and that's what we're going to do this week in practice, is be tough to play against each other, and then hopefully be ready for that come weekend.
3 goals on the weekend, including the game winner on Saturday night and an empty netter. Congratulations, Emma, being named Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week. Nice to get recognized, isn't it?
It is nice. It's an honor to get recognized. And like I said, really, what was nice was getting that win on Saturday. So hopefully we can keep the ball rolling.
How fun is it when you guys win and being part of this team? You get kind of a family mentality on your team, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, you hear that with any team, but our team's so great. When we're not together in practice or at the rink here, we're still together outside. We do our homework together, we eat together, and we love spending time together like a family does. And I mean, that's always great to have that kind of chemistry because it carries over on the ice too.
I don't know if Beaver hockey fans realize that, because I've said it over and over again to people that I personally know after traveling with your team the past 5 years almost, and just how much this team has grown and changed into more of a family atmosphere just in the past couple of years. Do you credit that from the coaching staff? Talk a little bit about how that all evolved.
I was just going to say that. You have to credit to our recruiting coaches and all the coaches who choose the players that come in here, because they're not just looking at hockey players, they're looking at the people, and we know that, and we appreciate that, because it really, truly, when you have that chemistry off the ice and in the locker room, it does show on the ice and in all aspects of the game. And it is. It's our coaches are the ones that go out there and find those good people and great players as well.
Thanks so much again for your time. I know I've talked to you a lot this season, but that's always a good thing. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you in Minneapolis.
Thanks, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.